at 92.5.
Hey, girl. What's up with you?
Wait a minute. Is this the right number?
It's the Loser Line.
Come on. Just call me back.
If you haven't heard the Loser Line before, it works like this. Let's say someone approaches you while you're out at the club and uses this charming pickup line on you.
Excuse me, miss, but is your name Viagra?
Because
I don't think they'll be able to close my casket after a night with you.
Okay. No, wow.
No. Yeah.
Whatever you do, resist the urge to make an obscene hand gesture in his general direction. Instead, tell him you think his dentures look almost real.
Almost.
That's when you give him the number to the Loser Line. So hopefully he leaves you an awkward voicemail that we can play on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hey, it's me. We had a really good time the other night, and I'm thinking that you're not calling me back because you're worried. But, I mean, there's no way your husband knows about us. And if you're really that worried, you should just leave him. But, call me back. Thanks.
Next message.
Dang,
oh, juicy.
Blunt. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I'm guessing she's not calling back because she's feeling guilty or she's, I don't know, married.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she has some other things she needs to work out first.
Yeah. I mean, I would say go ahead and tell your husband about what you're doing with this woman.
Oh,
he might actually like it. No?
Such a male response.
Exactly.
Look, even if I'm not in, can I watch?
Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
Next message.
Hello. I don't know whose number this is, but I was at the other day and I came outside to a big dent in my driver's side door and somebody said sorry and left a note with this number to call and get your insurance details so that I could possibly take care of this situation and get my door fixed. So if you could call me back as soon as possible, that would be great.
Next message.
No.
I hate these ones because you know when you walk out, you see the dent and you're like, wow, there's good people out there.
Yes.
Someone actually left me a number, and they really didn't leave
you. You are not allowed to use this for bad.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to lie. I thought about it.
What?
I thought if I hit a car, this could be good to do.
It really could be.
No.
Point proven.
No, that is not what we're promoting on this show. We're not about insurance scams, okay?
We do encourage creativity with giving out the Loser Line, but don't screw people over.
Not this one.
Okay?
I can just see you being like, yeah, I'm covered by Brick Jeffrey Insurance. Just charge it to that.
Remember, you can get the special Loser Line number if you text the word loser, L-O-S-E-R, to 78592. Give it out in a creative way so hopefully somebody will leave an awkward voicemail that we can play on the air. Voicemails like this one.
Next message.
Hi, I'm sure you remember me. We met at this past Saturday. Anyways, I haven't heard from you. I gave you my number. I just wanted to say I've really been thinking about, like, your dance moves, and I was wondering if you could, like, teach them to me. I know I wasn't that great. Maybe that's why you're not calling me, but I just thought maybe I'll leave this message, and I really like your dance moves, and I would really love you to meet my mom. We talked about her at the club. All right, give me a call back. My number's 978. Bye.
Oh, this poor girl. She's just clueless.
She
just
has
no idea. No idea. I feel bad for her.
I'm imagining his dance moves were like the sprinkler.
Yeah.
Like innocent ones like
She's
that.
Like, cool. Yeah.
You guys have known a lot of guys that wouldn't call girls back because they had bad dance moves, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah. I go home and I'm like, dude, I'm sorry, but she just did not hit it on the one and the two.
Yeah.
She was a little bit off, man. I'll never marry this woman.
Next message.
Hey, Lucy, it's Rick. I just wanted to call and, you know, I remember you saying something about you had a thing for plumbers, and it just so happens that I do some freelance plumbing on the side. Definitely good with pipes and getting under stuff, hard to reach places. I definitely know how to use my snake to get all the things that need to get out. You know, I know how to make them get out. So if you ever need any help with that, I'm really good with my hands. And I'm really good with eye contact, too. So just know that I'm here for you. So just hit me up.
Next message.
He tried to block every plumber stereotype.
Yeah, something tells me he's not a real plumber.
What? Freelance plumber?
And I'm sorry, that is not a sexual situation, snaking a sink and coming up with a huge, like, gucky hairball as he makes intense eye contact with you.
Yeah.
Okay, Brooke, you don't have to call him back. I already am.
Move over, Drano. I got another one. Okay.
Next message.
Hey, this is Angelo. We met at the other night. After we were talking, I saw what you did. I saw you making out with another guy. And you probably thought that I was gone, but I was actually watching you from behind the bar. I was watching you. And it literally felt like you ripped out my heart and put it in a blender and hit the puree button and turned it into a smoothie. Ugh. I know that we had a connection stronger than any connection I've felt with anybody before, even a family member. And that's why I forgive you. Oh, yeah, that was not easy to do. But you're a special girl, and I want to treat you like a special girl, and you're special to me. So I guess just call me when you get this. If my mom answers, just leave a message with her. I promise I'll get back to you. And, you know... Yeah.
Next message.
Oh, no.
The universe is not working right. That guy needed to meet Dance Moves Girl from a couple messages ago.
Oh, yeah. Right.
They would have been a match made in heaven.
I know. They could have gotten two straws to split that blended heart smoothie.
Yes.
Ooh, and their moms would have loved each other.
Oh, man.
Come on, universe.
Maybe we can match them up.
Okay.
Yeah. Remember, you can listen to The Loser Line regularly at this time every week.